His bark and bite, they're about the same. Talkin' Trees with John Eisenhower. Rosie on the house.
Continuing southeast, we're going to pull into Florence, right into Brian's home, and see how we can help him this Saturday morning. Brian, welcome to the broadcast.
Good morning. How are you today? I appreciate you being there. I have two acacia laurel trees I planted in April, and they're right now, they doubled their size already, from a foot and a half high to 3 feet high. And on the very tips of the trees, the fresh growth, something is eating it. And it looks like the new leaves have bites taken out of them. I can't find anything underneath the leaf. It could be a mite or something like that eating it. But it's eating the very tips, every single tip of both trees. And what I've tried so far was just using an insect repellent, you know, like what you spray for mosquitoes. Repel, natural. And what that does is just gray all the leaves. But it doesn't seem like it's stopping this. And I'm wondering what I can do. I want these trees to grow.
And you mentioned it's an acacia laurel?
Acacia laurel, yes.
I'm not
sure. They have long, slim leaves them, and I was told they will grow very large and create shade.
Yeah, I'm not sure the species you're referring to. I'm not familiar with that laurel. There's a lot of acacias, and I don't know. I'm looking it up right now, and I'm not seeing anything. I wonder if you...
That was the name on the tag of... where the nursery where I bought these, it was near Casa Grande nursery.
Well, it could be, it could be a variety of an, but maybe that's not the species. That could be the variety, and I'm just not sure. You've left the, you've got the genus acacia, but you don't have the species. Correct. That laurel is probably a variety of another type of an acacia species, but yeah, I'm not really sorry we can't without putting eyes on that. You know, we do have an incredible staff of certified arborists that are out across the valley every week. So if you'd like to give us a call, maybe one of our arborists could come out and take a look and put their finger on what that problem is.
Manny, Dave, stay on hold for us. I don't know that we'll get to your call here in this segment because we're going to cover pruning, our last to-do on May's Talking Trees monthly to-dos. We've got monsoons coming.
Yeah, May is the best time of year to be doing heavier pruning on your more vigorous tree species like your mesquites, your eucalyptus trees. And the reason we target May and June is because you're waiting until the trees are as full as they can be prior to the winds we get in July and August. So it's a good time to be marking your calendar every year, May and June. We do a lot of pruning of our larger trees during those 2 months because it gives you the better bang for your buck, so to speak, because if you do a lot of pruning early in the season, right after the new year, by the time the winds come in July and August, the tree has replaced a lot of the foliage that we've removed. So, that's why we aim at May and June as the months to do monsoon preparation. But yeah, get that pruning done on all your trees and shrubs. It's a great time to get out in the yard. In fact, maybe even this weekend, while the temperatures are still holding, you can get out there and do a little trimming. If you are wondering really what to do, if you've got some questions about pruning, I have a class I'm teaching next Saturday morning, or actually Saturday afternoon from 2 to 5 p.m. at the Desert Botanical Garden. You can go on their website at dbg.org and sign up for that class. I think there's a few seats left. It's a great class. I've been teaching it there for going on 9 years now, and it's a fun class, hands-on. We've got do some pruning demonstration, and then I allow the students to actually participate in a pruning exercise, and really, it's a lot of fun. But that's this coming Saturday, May 18th, from 2 to 5 p.m. You just need to go to the Desert Botanical Garden website, dbg.org, and sign up for that class. And then you can go out with confidence. That's my goal, is at the end of that class, I want people to be able to take what they've learned and actually go out into the garden and feel confident in being able to make a pruning cut and know that they're doing right by the tree.
And to contact Integrity Tree Service?
itreeservice.com. Just the letter I, treeservice.com.